The Queensland government has asked people to stop praying for rain, with about two-thirds of the state now affected by floods. The central highlands town of Emerald is the worst affected area. Hundreds of homes there have been evacuated. In the central west, areas around Jericho are seeing the worst flooding in 11 years. In the state's southwest, residents are hoping levees will protect the town of Charleville. Queensland's Premier Anna Bligh has warned the emergency situation will get worse in the next 24 hours. Nicole Butler reports.
The central Queensland town of Emerald is bracing for the worst, with the flood-swollen Ngowa River still rising. Already, floodwaters have cut the Vince Lester Bridge and all road access into Emerald. The only available transport is rail, and that could also be shut down if the river rises above 17 metres. It was thought the Ngowa would peak this evening. Authorities now say that won't happen until tomorrow afternoon. Earlier today, the state government declared a disaster situation and people were told to leave low-lying streets in Emerald as a precaution. Around 600 people have already registered with the evacuation centre at the town hall. Queensland Premier Anna Bligh says it's expected another 300 households will be evacuated overnight.
The Emerald Cotton Gin is now being equipped as a major evacuation centre with accommodation for up to 1,000 people. As I speak, 1,000 mattresses and beds are being trucked in, as are toilets and showering facilities and facilities for cooking, lighting and other needs. It may be that this evacuation centre will need to accommodate a large group of people for potentially a number of days.
Emerald resident Julie Rooney has been forced to leave her home. She's taken as much as she could with her and secured the rest.
All my furniture and like all the clothes around, like as high as I can get them in the cupboards, all my paperwork, you know, everything sort of just put up and emptying the waterbed and taking it all out.
About 50 properties in the region have also been isolated. Dan Luke owns a property northwest of Emerald. He says the situation is dire.
A lot of people up and down the river have suffered extreme losses. I just flew around this morning and seen dead ones piled up in corners and cutting cattle, letting them float over wires. Yeah, it's horrific.
The spillover rate at the Fairburn Dam near Emerald has almost doubled today, and there's now around 4 metres of water above the spillway. Premier Bligh says that amount is well in excess of all previous records.
And in terms of predicting and forecasting the level at which the river may peak, we are now in uncharted territory. There has never been an experience in the Fairburn Dam of this magnitude, and the full effects will take some time for us to fully appreciate.
In the state's southwest, residents at Charleville also have an anxious wait, with the Warrego River expected to peak tomorrow. Emergency Services Minister Neil Roberts.
The Warrego River will peak at 6.5 metres at approximately 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. At that level, the Warrego River would breach the bank and approximately half a metre up the existing temporary levees which have been installed to protect the town. So the temporary levee system that's been put in place will be adequate to prevent inundation of Charleville.
In Queensland's central west, there's still a sea of water on the flats around the town of Jericho. The Jordan River burst its banks yesterday, causing the worst flood in 11 years. Local SES controller Wally Green says residents are thankful that only a small number of houses were inundated.
There's still water in some of the streets, but streets where there was water right across yesterday are now high and dry. So it's got away quite quickly. So we were pretty lucky.
Wally Green from Queensland's SES, ending that report by Nicole Butler.